Coffin. I am one of the many white cotton coffin shrouds holding remains. Arms, jaw bones, chests too decomposed, too broken for spouses, parents, children to claim. Rescue workers in Bangladesh brought me to Dhaka's public cemetery, filled me with pieces of garment workers found amidst hundreds of tons of rubble. All that remains of Rana Plaza, the 9-story building with 5 garment factories, huge cracks. Police ordered evacuation. The next day, factory managers ordered their workers inside. The building collapsed entirely. When we, the first white bundles of Rana Plaza's unidentified dead, were carried to freshly dug graves, Reuters snapped pictures and crowds gathered to watch. Our cotton spans held no discernible faces to be directed toward Mecca. O Allah, forgive them. O Allah, strengthen them. Since then, I've turned into dirt that feeds grass in the public cemetery, as have the more than 130 still unnamed dead of Rana Plaza. Their DNA numbers, nailed to sticks, lie on the ground, trampled by playing children. Their restless silence lies between the bodies of Abdus Salam, Afzal Hossein Joy, Aklima Begum, Alpona Khatun, Ariful Munira Islam, Begum, Ariful Khudeja Rahman, Begum, Shumon Belajuga Khatun, Shahinur Bhagyarani Dash, Beauty Sabina Begum, Shirin Begum, Shahina Khatumi, Ikhlas, Fatima Al-Faisal, Shima Khatun Begum, Asma Begum, Ajosna, Irina Begum, Sabina Yasmin, Sukhat Shil, Shahrashid, Moina, Shasta, Shami, Shajida Al-Shami, Bilkis Akhmata, Shikanda, Halina Khatjafur Salma, Kamil Hassan, Rajan Khan, Nayusha Begum, Hushida Hassan, Jahid Jriya, Rajan Khan,
Mohit Sheikh Begum, Mohammed Haki Akhtar, Shahina Tapush Hauladar, Nazneen Alpona Rani, Benu Rani Dash, Biplob Bhattacharjo, Joyonto, Promila, Shobindro, Sharuthi Rani Shaha.